This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli special forces said on Tuesday they rescued an Israeli hostage from a tunnel in the southern Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Video showed a military helicopter landing at a hospital to receive the 52-year-old, who spent more than 10 months in captivity after he was abducted by Hamas-led gunmen on October 7th.
We received Mr. Fahan El-Kadi, a return captive from Hamas tunnels.
Dr. Shalomi Kodish of the Soroka Medical Center said Al-Kadi was in stable condition. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Al-Kadi was recovered in a complex rescue operation from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Russia launched missile and drone attacks targeting scores of Ukrainian regions and killing at least five people, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday, a day after Moscow's biggest air attack of the war on its neighbor. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city. Zelensky said on Tuesday that Kyiv would retaliate against Russia for its strikes. He asked allies to consider joint air defense operations and provide long-range capabilities. The Russian Defense Ministry said forces had carried out a high-precision weapon strike on Ukraine overnight, the Interfax news agency reported.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said on Tuesday peaceful street protests and international pressure still have the potential to unseat President Nicolas Maduro as an election dispute reaches the one-month mark. This is VOA News. United Nations agencies warn refugees and displaced communities in the Democratic Republic of Congo and other African countries with Mpox outbreaks are at particular risk of illness and death because of their living conditions. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports at least 42 suspected cases of Mpox have been identified within the displaced population in Democratic Republic of Congo's South Kivu province, one of the regions hardest hit by the disease. Confirmed and suspected cases of the new clade 1B strain also have been recorded among refugee populations in the Republic of the Congo and Rwanda. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will discuss a landmark economic and defense accord with German leaders on Wednesday, hoping to use a visit to pursue a quote-unquote once-in-a-generation opportunity to reset relations with the rest of Europe. At the beginning of a two-day visit to Germany and France, Starmer said he wants Britain to move beyond the previous conservative government's fractious relations with European allies and to put improved ties at the heart of his efforts to boost Britain's economic growth. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith on Tuesday filed a new indictment in Donald Trump's January 6th case following last month's Supreme Court immunity ruling, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote last month the interactions between the two men amounted to official conduct, for which Trump is at least presumptively immune from prosecution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Pentagon spokesman said on Tuesday a Greek-flagged crude oil tanker recently attacked by Yemen's Houthis is still on fire in the Red Sea and now appears to be leaking oil. The Houthis, who control Yemen's most populous regions, said they attacked it in the Red Sea, as the Iran-aligned group has been attacking ships in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza between the war with Israel and Hamas. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.